Welcome to the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gigs. And like I said, this is the new show, and I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from politics to whatever and beyond. Literally, I'm just here to give you the news. Now, this week we're going to be looking at a more general general side of stuff, or business side of stuff, and we're looking into the insurance world, and we're looking at the fact that some disasters can create opportunities, and obviously we've been in almost a full year. We're in August, guys. August. It is the 8th month of 2020, and we are still in lockdown. Not all businesses are open. Our economy is not looking good. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people have basically lost hope in terms of opening businesses. A lot of small businesses that opened are closing down because of the whole pandemic and the whole lockdown and stuff. And it looks gloomy, basically. But there are people out there that are basically for the businesses who are basically standing as spokespeople for the businesses and trying to make a way that these businesses actually are able to survive through this pandemic and stuff. And that's what we're going to be speaking about today. So as much as it may be doom and gloom in terms of the year, all your plans, everything have just been put to pause, listen, this pandemic can actually, you can actually create opportunities out of it. I mean, there's so much that I've done as with my family and stuff like that. And opportunities were created as well. So if you are a business owner, if you're an employee or someone who was looking to opening a business this year, this is the show for you to listen to today. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gigs, and this is the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Hot presenters.
Hi, this is Gavin Ensign.
The best topics.
How do you turn your house from being just a normal home to a five-star hotel?
The hottest music.
Tell you love me tender.
The most entertaining presentation.
You have the movie show.
And in your left corner you have Ryan.
And in your right corner you have Dash.
Everything you could ever want in radio.
Radio has never been better.
Like I said, it is now August of 2020, the 8th month. We were in lockdown in March, which is the 3rd month. So we've been in lockdown, basically, for almost 5 months now. And if you know anything about August, August is the month that insurance companies are set to start paying out the agreed interim non-refundable payments to clients in the restaurant and hospitality industry. But however, Ryan Woolley, the CEO of Insurance Risk Africa, is not breathing any easier or sitting back to relax. More than anyone else, Woolley has campaigned for the restaurant industry, shining a light on the plight of restaurants and hotels that face financial ruin as South Africa's lockdown heads towards its 5th month. A wave of negative publicity engulfed the industry after insurers refused to pay out to their clients who were covered by business interruption insurance, leaving them to the mercy of government's sketchy temporary employee relief scheme and whatever savings the individual owners could scrape together. So obviously it's the same thing that's been happening with the UIF and things like that. People are left to depend on those things when there's been an agreement. I mean, if your business has interruption insurance, that interruption insurance should be paid out by now. Now, he basically argues that the insurer's argument that the lockdown is not an insurable event is flawed and driven by a fear that of the sheer quantum of claims the insurers will face if they agree to settle one claim. Now, compounding this is the fact that reinsurers, which insure the insurers, are playing hardball, are not covering any claim payouts unless a court specifically instructs the insurers to do so, which I also don't think is fair. I mean, if your business is covering an interruption, this is an interruption to your normal business day. Your business can't open, or you can't operate to its full potential. You can't pay your employees because of the lockdown that has happened. That is an interruption, and the insurance company should actually pay what is due to the people. Wally knows only too well that achieving legal certainty is a very long, drawn-out process, by which time half of the 600-odd businesses that he is representing will be well underwater. So he is grateful for the concession extracted out of the industry, which the support of the regulatory authority, but adds that while it's a start, it's not enough. He basically says that Hollard will provide clients with 200,000 rand, and if they have provided any premium relief, that is deducted. Santam has kept their relief at 1.5 million rand. This is great for the small clients, but what do you do with the rest? What do the rest do? He admits that while his clients are just clients, he has invested significant energy and emotion into this battle. He says that clients become friends. We have meals with them. When it doesn't play out for them, it is tough. The best deals are where the client and the insurer both feel they have been treated fairly. So the question now is, what is public loss adjusting anyway, and is it something kids dream of doing? Wally, who studied accounting, says he had never heard of it until he spent one holiday working for the self-same company of a clerk. He says that it was a new thing in South Africa at the time, though it's fairly well developed and as a profession in the US, and it caught my attention immediately. Both the ever-changing nature of the job, disasters come in different shapes and forms, and the many different clients he has represented that keep the work interesting, he said. The job also provides a measure of satisfaction. In all cases, his clients have suffered some kind of trauma to their business, whether fire, flood, protest, or vandalism, or now a pandemic. All they want to know is, will they pay out? And that's the main question that a lot of these businesses are asking. Will the insurance actually pay us out, or do we still have to keep looking if we still have coins in our piggy bank? And that's just a metaphor type of situation. But a lot of companies cannot employ more people, not employ more people, but have to retrench a whole lot of people. I have a family member who actually went to work. They were all called into work, and while they were at work, they just saw people being removed from the work group chats and stuff like that. And then she says about 45 people were literally removed, and they basically say that all those people were retrenched. Now, lucky for her, for this specific family member, she was not retrenched and stuff. But there are a whole lot of people that are getting retrenched because businesses cannot afford to keep people anymore. And if your business is insured for a situation like this, yes, no one ever expected a pandemic to hit us in 2020. When we were creating our New Year's resolutions, when we were sitting and thinking of the plans of 2020, we never once thought that we would be sitting in August of 2020 at home, not able to just move as freely as we want to because of a pandemic that has hit us. And it's not the business's fault. It's nothing that they could have predicted. Yes, the insurers are also not sure if this should be included with the things that are insured and stuff like that. But hey, everyone is suffering. We gotta meet each other halfway, basically. In contrast, the insurer is unemotional and arrives with an entourage, complainant expert, loss adjuster, and lawyer. Sometimes the reverse order. The client who has probably never done a claim before is easily overwhelmed with bureaucracy and paperwork. He basically say that we help our clients to level their playing field. Out of disaster can come opportunity. We have accounting and legal resources, and we can provide clients with room to breathe and plan their futures. The firm was started by Mike Gaines, a former public prosecutor and loss adjuster. Following the devastation of Cyclone Dominia in 1984. He is now chairman of the firm, which manages claims worth 3 billion rand to 4 billion rand a year. The loss adjuster who assesses the amount of compensation that should be paid is meant to be independent. However, they are funded by the insurer and their report is sent directly to the insurer, not to the client. It creates an obvious conflict of interest. If insurers were paying claims at the full value, we wouldn't have a job. The company works on risk basis, taking a percentage of the payout. What percentage that is, he does not disclose. He basically says we don't want to saddle clients with timesheets based on work by hour. We back you and we back ourselves to get a better deal for you. In 2019, the Orange Grove Dairy, one of the oldest family-run businesses in Dundee, KwaZulu-Natal, burned to the ground. Aside from the impacts of the business owners, market access to 40 community milk producers went up in flames. It was a tragedy. There was lots of emotions. They had to navigate the emotion while remaining unemotional. Their role is to help the client get the best payout possible from that insurer, but also to help them think about what to do with the business. And I think that type of job is good because, yes, this is what happened. Yes, this is the money that you need right now, but how do we move forward with businesses that are waiting for payout from insurers and stuff like that? How do you move forward from now on? Yes, you won't be able to get back on your feet for another probably year and a half or probably 3 years, depending on the type of industry you're in and stuff. But you don't just think of what must I do now, but you also think of how do you move forward from here and what plans are you putting in place now to basically bring your business up again. He carries on and says, over the years, Woly and his team of eight seasoned campaigners have built a working relationship with insurers and loss adjusters, which means they can cover ground more quickly. This does not mean they are friends, in inverted commas. We were referred to as the dark side by some who questioned the work we were doing. I think the analogy is the wrong way around. Perhaps it was a testament to the work they do that the company was once approached by an insurer whose fire claim was not being paid out. I think it means that what we are doing is credible. He basically believes that what they're doing is credible. The dairy claim, which saw the insurer bring in specialist forensic accountants from the UK, was settled within 6 months. Woly left Insurance Claims Africa to run the forensic business at Marsh Specialist Insurance Brokers. It was seasoned this time that he traveled to New Zealand to assist the local business after the 2011 earthquake in Christchurch, which killed 185 people and caused the government to declare a national state of emergency. He doesn't believe insurers are inherently bad or greedy or unwilling to settle. He says insurers exist to pay claims and a company is only as good as its reputation. The best companies are those with strong claims team who are empowered by the board to make the right decision. South African insurers have great claims team. We have faith in them. So what has gone wrong in this instance? That's the question. If we have a very good insurance team or a great claims team, what has gone wrong in terms of paying out to the restaurant and hospitality industry? Why are insurers not paying out restaurants and hospitality claims? And the boards are not letting them make decisions. The numbers are too high and the boards are not listening to their experts. So that's what a lot of people are believing. They believe that the reason they're not paying out the insurance claims and stuff is because they fear that it's too much to actually pay out. And they'd rather not listen to the experts and rather listen to other people instead of the people that are experts at this and then paying out the insurance. Woly does not believe the interim settlement offered by the insurers is the end of the road, and he intends to see the process through to its conclusion. Litigation is a tool that is used when necessary. The case of Santam versus My Africa Hotels will be heard in the front of the full bench of Cape Town High Court in September 2020 and will be instructive. The industry believes we are airing their dirty laundry, but someone has to do it. I mean, we've spoken last week, one of our shows, we spoke about the corruption that is happening in the health industry. Yes, and there's also corruption happening within the insurance industry and stuff like that, because people don't want to pay out so much money. And a lot of people are suffering from this. I mean, when businesses close, those are how many employees that no longer have jobs. That's how many families that can no longer be provided for and stuff like that. So this is quite a big thing that is happening now in August, where restaurants and hospitality industry businesses are hoping to get their payouts, but the insurance companies are refusing to actually pay out because it's a lot of money that has to be paid out. And is a pandemic really part of what we're covering? Do we really cover a pandemic and stuff like that? So it's going to be quite an interesting thing to see. But let me know what your thoughts are. Do you think that it's fair for the insurance companies to be like, listen, this is a pandemic, we don't really cover pandemics, so we shouldn't be actually paying out? Or do you think that they should be paying out? Let me know what your thoughts are. Remember, you can catch us on our different platforms. You can catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Facebook /ActiveFM. And you can catch us on Twitter at ActiveFM. So please let me know what your thoughts are. So you can send us a DM on Facebook and on Instagram. I'm not really a social media person, so I have to remember where you send direct messages and stuff like that. But yes, let us know what your thoughts are and let us start discussing. And, you know, maybe you have a different view of things where I'm not seeing it properly, and then you can tell me and stuff. So you can catch us on social media there. And then if you want to get downloading and you just tell someone heard you and you're like, if you want to listen to the new show, you gotta go to www.activefm.co.za. you can also catch our shows on Google Podcasts and on Apple Podcasts, and we are also on Spotify. So download the show, tell your friends about it, give the show as a gift, send out the links and stuff, and just let your whole world know that Active FM is where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, and this is the new show right here on Active FM.
Active FM, radio has never been better.